Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates any rapper screaming 80s 50 secrets, 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't sing, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love the crap out of movies. We're gonna talk about movies. This is Doug Loves Movies Too Much, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, January 22nd, to Ocean's 13. Since last I spoke and you listened, I recorded the Tournament of Championships 3. Yeah, I think I'm going to sneeze. Hang on.
No.
I don't think I could sneeze while in front of an audience. But the whole feeling that I'm about to sneeze happens anyway, so that's not distracting. Andy Wood, Kate McCucci, and John Hamm were all actually available and in the building and competed head-to-head-to-head. It was first person to 5 points was the winner. And yeah, so of course it's a 90-minute episode, and it will be available soon or now for $2 in the Comedy Album section of iTunes and at DouglasMovies.com. What? What does that say? It's a lot of fun if you like the Leonard Maltin game. That makes sense, Doug. It's a good thing you wrote that down. Because it is all Leonard Maltin game. I mean, we talk a little bit at the beginning. You should listen if you like the Leonard Maltin game, Handsome Dudes, or An Adorable Lady. Yes, I call John Hamm an adorable lady. If you have to choose, San Francisco Bay Area friends, if you have to choose between this Saturday's movie interruption at SF Sketchfest or the Sunday one, maybe this will help push you to one or the other. One of the guests joining me to interrupt Catwoman on Saturday at the Roxy Theater will be Eugene Merman. And one of the guests joining me on Sunday will be Judge John Hodgman. I don't know why. It doesn't say judge, but I just called him that anyway because I think he calls me Doug Loves Movies. And I did meet somebody recently who kept calling me Doug Loves Movies. Like he thinks Loves Movies is my last name. John Hodgman will be judging Anaconda, and of course those are both schedules permitting those things, and sfsketchfest.com is where you go for deets and ticks. Flew back from SAC today, Sacramento, and on the plane, Katrina Bowden from 30 Rock and Tucker and Dale versus Evil. I definitely would have gotten second billing in the news story of that crash. This has been another installment of Plane Droppers. If you're living in the Los Angeles area and a member of a Cine Family, you and a guest can come to the Benson TV Interruption Potluck on Sunday, February 3rd. I'm not allowed to say what we'll be watching, but the event kicks off at about 3:15. Let's see what's in the prize bag, you guys. Some good stuff in here. We've got some sort of promotional item that was signed by the person who brought that promotional item. We'll talk about that in a second. We've got a calendar and a poster and, of course, a Douglas Movies t-shirt, another t-shirt from the nice folks at houseofhaha.com, and, of course, a copy of Smug Life. And I think there's a Douglas Movies button maybe in there. Oh, no, no, no. This is awesome. Somebody made Douglas Movies rolling papers. So there's one rolling paper in there for you. They gave them to me. I'm just sharing a little of it. And so please help me in welcoming to the stage John DiMaggio, Scott Aukerman, and Nick Kroll. Sit wherever you like, boys. I love in the first scene in Sling Blade when J.T. Walsh is in the crazy house with Sling Blade. And
is that the scene where they eat potatoes?
No, that they're in prison. And but he drags a chair across the room really loudly and obnoxiously, but you know, no comment is made about
Doug really
it.
Does love movies.
I do. That's what that reminded me of. Or this is also what you did was also the sound effect for bowling. I did it terribly, but
that was a gutter ball.
You still got the idea. That's John DiMaggio. He's actually here, everybody.
I made it. I fucking made it. My God. I showed up last week at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the week before last.
And you were having such a good day. You sold a lot of papes.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, word.
He's a newsie, you guys.
Yo,
come
man.
On.
I'm telling you.
I did that one for the listeners. And, yeah. And you're...
John DiMaggio is the Christian Bale of voiceover actors.
Oh, shit.
Don't get in his eye line while he's reading a dog.
That's it.
When he's playing a dog character.
I was in the middle of baking pancakes, for Christ's sakes.
Great control.
That was Nick Kroll, everybody, that said that thing. And Nick brought...
The Sylvester Stallone of voiceover.
Hey.
He brought a card that has all the faces, all the characters he plays on his new program on Comedy Central.
What's it called, Doug?
It's called the Nick Kroll Show.
Close enough.
Kroll.
Oh, shit.
It's not the show Kroll. I know that.
It's not the Nick Show Kroll anymore.
Nick Show Kroll. And yeah, so he signed that for you, so that's very nice. And Scott Aukerman is also joining us, everybody.
Oh, hello, America!
Back at the UCB Theater. How does that feel?
This place stinks.
After the demise of your show.
I never realized
I'm so sorry
it.
That your show died like that.
It was
yeah, when did such
it,
a big
it got
hit.
Canceled.
When did the UCB Theater cancel your Tuesday night stand-up show?
Oh, it's so terrible. Yeah, I brought a calendar. I brought an Earwolf calendar. Still on sale with phrases from our shows.
Oh, that'd be a fun game.
Sure, it would. If you have 2 minutes to kill.
I'm trying to... I don't think I've gotten any of them right so far.
Hey, show everybody on the internet that one.
No mopes allowed.
No mopes allowed. What's that from?
Don't know. Oh, actually... I think it's from Improv for Humans. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they're still on sale. They're at a discounted price because we're in the middle of January. So feel free to get some.
So Aukerman, you're selling these calendars pretty hard.
Please buy a calendar. I sunk my life savings into them.
And this is a a picture that John DiMaggio brought.
Ooh.
Of a...
I wrote it out to Dear eBay. So if you want to sell it, I'm serious.
What do you think they get for it?
I don't know.
Speaking of being serious.
$20, $25. Well, I have no idea.
Let's just sell it to someone and put the money in the bag, I say. Who is this character?
That's Jake the dog from Adventure Time. A highly popular show for 8-year-old boys and stoners.
Why are those two things mutually exclusive?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was getting high at 8. Sucking dick on the corner for crack money.
Wow.
So when does Comedy Bang Bang, the TV program, return?
I feel like we'll find out soon.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But you're about to go into production.
No, I feel like we're going to find out if we are back soon.
Oh.
Yes.
Sorry.
Ooh.
I didn't know we were in that
Spoiler zone. Alert.
You're getting ready for it like it's going to happen, though, right? Like, you know the
I'm
storm
prepping.
Might
I've,
be coming. Yeah.
I've been working out a lot. trying to lift Reggie, just in case I ever have to in a scene.
Reggie Watts.
Trying to teach him how to read.
Mm-hmm.
The man can't read.
Is that true?
No, he chooses not to. I've told this story before, but we gave him all the scripts, and he arrived the first day not having read any of them, and then said, "I kind of like this process where you just tell me the lines and I say them."
That is a terrific process.
Yeah.
That he
keeps
invented.
Him in the moment. You got to admit that. You have to.
It's like on Island of Dr. Moreau, Marlon Brando had an earpiece, and they'd tell him his lines, mm-hmm. and he'd repeat them.
That was actually Les Mis as well. Those earpieces weren't just for singing. They were telling them the lines.
I think Beyonce gave a big fuck you to Les Mis with her lip-syncing at the thing, because nobody knew the difference. Everyone thought, holy shit, Beyonce. Right? Did anyone think it was lip-synced?
No.
Did anyone watch it? Also no. Yeah. But
how did it become clear that she had lip synced?
Somebody like in the
The military band.
Yeah, the Marine
like
Corps
that,
band.
Right? That's it.
Like fucking looked up and went, "She not take it for real," and had to tell everybody. Couldn't keep one fucking secret in his goddamn life.
She's that person's clearly a big Ashanti fan.
Fucking Ashanti. That's what was going on there. So you've been not only Bender on Futurama, but you also are Beard Papa in Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh yeah,
Scott Aukerman.
I had a bit part in that.
Well, but what is Beard Papa? I saw the movie, but of course.
You know what? Beard
up.
Papa is some kind of a he's like some kind of logo guy.
The questions are going to get harder.
I know, man. I'm struggling right now. Help me out, bro. No, he's this spokesmodel thing for this Japanese company that makes like
cream puffs.
That's what it is.
What is these?
Apparently, it's in Pasadena, right? There's a place in Pasadena that sells them. So it's like cream puffs. But the director of the film, Rich Moore, I worked with a ton on Futurama. He directed many episodes. So the movie turned out great.
It's great.
Yeah. It's really good.
It's awesome.
And but do the voice for us right now, real quick.
Okay, sure, here we go. What's my character's name again?
Beard Papa.
Hi, I'm Beard Papa!
Great job, John.
Thanks.
What did he really sound like? You probably don't remember.
I don't remember.
You do so many things.
It was one line, man. It was like, I swear to God, I don't remember. It
Beard
been...
Papa in the house!
That's it. That was it right there.
Beard Papa, what up?
That was it, too. No, seriously, it was just one line, and I was just happy to see Rich, and he was like, okay, say this one line. I was like, and it was done, and it was over. And he was like, all right, man, great to see you. All right, cool. And then all of a sudden, Wreck-It Ralph came out.
Yeah, you're in a classic, buddy.
Word?
I want more detail about this day.
Oh, word?
So he said, great to see you?
Yeah. Did you get, like, an Arrowhead water, a Kirkland water?
I got a Kirkland water, I think.
Kirkland.
Have you been to the, let's talk about movies. Have you been to the cinema much lately? Or are you too busy being voices and everything?
No. Damn, snap. no, I actually, what did I see the last thing I saw in the movies? Well, I just saw Les Mis, speaking of that.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
I saw it last
it's a little,
night.
It's a little nappy.
Wow, it's way nappy. It's yeah, it seriously could, nappy.
It's good to go. I like going to sleep to it.
I saw Hitchcock, which was really good.
You
I
like thought, that?
Yeah, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, sure.
I thought that Anthony
if,
Hopkins
if Hitchcock
good.
Looked and sounded exactly like Anthony Hopkins, that's what he would have been like. But yeah, but it was kind of a fun movie. I said it before, and some guy chewed me out on Twitter. Scarlett Johansson does a really good Janet Leigh in that movie.
I thought she was great.
Yeah,
I don't know. Go. I thought it was well cast. And all stuff. Right.
What have you seen, Scott?
Nothing. I think. I honestly think that like
we're in the January doldrums.
Yeah, last year was the last time I saw movies. I you know the Django and Les Mis and all the stuff.
I
before
saw
the
Django
end of the year.
Too and Silver Lining Playbook.
Oh, I like. I know you don't like it at all, but I really like Silver Lining Playbook.
I did not I hate it. Too. I just didn't. I got tired of all the yelling.
Right.
I wanted more dance contests, less yelling.
My favorite of the year still was The Raid Redemption, which we saw
That's
together.
Great.
That was my number one of the year. So fucking good.
Such a fun movie.
I saw that. Is that the, it's like Filipino? Where is that from?
Filipino?
It was shot in the Philippines by a dude from the British Isles. No, like a Irish dude.
Yeah, that
big,
movie. I saw that
Irish.
Twice in the theater. I kept coming.
To the theater to see The Raid.
And then just ejaculating all over the seats. I saw Les Mis last night in my home theater.
Because they finally sent it out to everybody.
Yeah. The screener. Yeah.
And held out for a
that's
while.
How,
You know, I'd never seen Les Mis. I didn't know. I've never seen it, so I didn't know the story.
Didn't know
so I was
anything
like,
about
I was like,
it.
Oh, shit. Javert! Oh, shit, Javert! No mercy, Javert!
Seriously, no fucking
but
mercy.
No mercy.
Javert will not. The guy stole bread once.
Quit. No quarter.
That's bullshit.
But
man.
Why is he so focused
That's
on that
my
one
issue.
Guy?
Everyone's bitch. So fucking mean in that movie.
He owned a
she
bread
lost,
store.
That bitch lost her job and went straight to the streets.
And why did she lose her job? All the other women in the factory are just like, oh, this isn't going to work out.
Yeah.
Let's get this bitch out of here.
Uh-huh. Fucking.
They have no reason. She's just over there doing her job, looking pretty.
Jealous because of that fucking herbal essence's hair.
Yeah, the hair is probably a little too luxurious.
It was
for how poor she was.
Yeah. And by the way,
they couldn't let it get frizzy or some shit like that.
What I didn't understand, so Jackman, just picture Jackman and Hathaway just chatting about musicals.
I would join them in that conversation.
I bet. But he's like supposed to be this good guy, and he owns like a sweatshop. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I've changed. I found God.
Also, it's like 8 years later.
Mayor.
I'm the mayor.
Yeah, I know.
A guy with a fake name.
Yeah. But that's
old-timey
shit.
Mayor in 8 years.
I feel like that old-timey shit, you could pull that stuff. There's no Google. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was a mayor in another town. All right. All right. You well, steal bread? You ever steal bread? No. All right, you can hang.
Welcome back to Analyze Miz. Someone I was talking to today pointed out that Eponine spoiler, turn it off, turn it off.
But please don't say that to my listeners.
Turn off Doug's show,
don't.
Everyone.
You guys don't turn it off.
You've
don't
only turn it off right
don't
now.
Turn
You've
off.
Only had 30 years to see Les Mis, so.
or hear it. About
Hundreds
it or
years.
Read it.
Right.
Yeah, like.
But she dies in it, right? And she's Sacha Baron Cohen's daughter, and they don't give a shit in the least. She's just dead, and then.
Yeah, that's sort of how it plays in the Broadway show, too.
Yeah,
they
I know,
show
it's crazy.
Up at that fancy dinner at the end.
That's crazy. They're all just going, I'm a wacky guy.
They're just doing
guy.
Their thing still.
I'm a wacky guy. Yeah. Oh, my daughter's dead.
Comic Relief's children can just perish and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That is weird, though.
Isn't it strange?
I'm starting to notice more things that I find strange about the whole
I don't like
enterprise.
I don't like Russell Crowe.
He just showed up for that fucking movie,
yeah.
Man. He was just like,
Well, me.
Yeah.
Dude,
that's how it feels. And then he's just like.
Magnitude.
And he just feels like he's just pushing every song. Every song feels like he's pushing it right from his balls.
By the stars.
Yeah.
He can't breathe. Yeah, he doesn't breathe when he
sings.
They
get bigger, louder singers to play Javert every time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a DiMaggio
I think Jeff
type?
Goldblum would have been better.
Oh.
Jeff Daniels would have been better. Yeah. Any Jeff in Hollywood would have been better.
Jeff who lives at home?
Mm-hmm. Would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Probst would have been better.
Welcome back to Les Mis.
Jeffrey Today the giraffe talking- from Toys R Us would be better.
Dahmer.
Hey, Nick, has El Chupacabra seen any movies lately?
An interesting intro to El Chupacabra. has he seen any movies?
Has he seen any movies ever?
Have you seen any movies, El Chupacabra?
No, I have not seen any movies recently.
I saw a movie.
Who else has joined us?
The baby
is here.
Yeah, the baby saw the movie. What movie did you see, baby? ¿Qué película has visto?
I saw el... He visto el... El Ricador de Ralph.
Which one, baby?
Ricky Ralph. The baby saw Ricky Ralph.
What was your favorite character in Ricky Ralph?
Mi favorita fue el señor Bigote.
Mr. Mustache. I assume was translated from his character.
Beard Papa. That's
Beard
right.
Papa.
That's right. Beard Papa.
Señor Mustache.
Señor Mustache.
Sí, señor Bigote.
Mr. Mustache.
Well, thanks.
Take care, Chupacabra.
Thanks for stopping by, you guys.
Kroll Show, 10:30, Wednesday nights after Workaholics.
This is the part
and
of the
another
show.
Another one of your famous lulls.
This is. People get disappointed if there isn't a lull at some point. Like, where were your lulls that we've come to no, accustomed to?
This podcast isn't enough like Les Mis.
They talk too much in the movie.
Did you not like that?
I was told.
I was told they didn't talk. They don't talk.
They hardly talk at all in the musical.
I didn't like Mr. Pretty with the Kermit voice either. I don't know who is
God
Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah. the guy, the romantic lead, Mr. Pretty with the Kermit voice.
Yeah. Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
He might be a talented actor.
I liked him okay.
Just the voice drove me crazy.
Yeah, he went real high with it, but that's the part is sung that way.
He
other
looks like
times.
An off-duty drag queen. That guy. There's something about him. I'm just like
he's real
shift.
Pretty. Yeah, they do. They totally do.
Hey, what are you off duty? Yeah, I just clocked out.
Yeah, word.
I'm done.
This is one of my favorite Denny's.
Babies love Denny's.
What did old man Juarez think about Les Mis? I'm wondering. It seems like it'd be right up his alley.
No, they're very fair pricing.
I think he said there were very fair prices.
Very fair prices.
I don't have much money on Medicare.
Seems like with the secret that he revealed on last week's CBV, he'd be into.
And just to remind the listeners out there and other people who may have participated in that, what did he reveal?
He revealed a torturous secret he's been living with for his entire life.
Yeah?
That he had a secret love of another man, his roommate.
Oh, my Juarez. I'm gay. Yo soy gay.
Yo soy gay. That's his favorite. His catchphrase.
Alzheimer. I have Alzheimer.
Oh, I thought you said you love Neil Simon. Which go hand in hand.
I do love Neil Simon play. But I have Alzheimer's.
Oh, he has Alzheimer's, so he didn't remember outing himself.
Right.
Do you notice the posture I take when I do the characters?
Isn't that the plot of that movie Beginners with Christopher Plummer?
That's like one of my favorite movie from last year. One of
I
my
still
top.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's great.
I heard that you see. That
do you see that?
No, a cat's thoughts.
I heard it's great.
Oh, it's great.
Christopher Plummer's awesome.
It's great, and yeah, he. So Mike Mills made that, and then his wife is she made the crazy. Fuck. What's her name? Does anyone know? She looks like Kristen Schaal. Yeah, Miranda July is Mike Mills' wife, and she... What was the name of her movie? Future. The Future.
You and guys should go to game night together.
Where you give all the answers.
That was pretty good.
But they're married to each other, and when you watch both movies, it's interesting. It informs one another's movies when you see both of them coming out. So that's one of my famous lulls that I've added to... Okay. The baby in Old Man Suarez probably have some thoughts on that too. But they took off when I started on this little run.
I like how you can keep track of them like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they come and go.
Okay. Let the games. Begin, citizens of Los Angeles. Gentlemen, this is the part where you get up and you pick a name tag from all the delightful name tags that you could choose from. There's some interesting ones out there. Yeah, just go ahead and grab it. There looks to be someone who I leaked that you were going to be here, John, so he's playing directly to you.
There's another one over there, but he blew it.
It's always a real passport. It's always a clever move. Yeah, oh yeah, take his passport.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's set it on fire.
Hey UCB security, this guy just tried to steal my wallet. Canada, this is your passport. Okay, Howard Sheffman. That's not a young man's name.
Howard Sheffman.
It's tight in the crutch. I hurt my grun. Because it's tight in the crutch.
We're all looking at you like you're looking for something in there, but we just need his name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Howard Sheffman. As
okay,
I said.
So Nick's playing for Howard Sheffman. Mm-hmm. And that's really a creative name tag, Howard.
I want to tear it up. I've never had such a desire to tear something
up. That's why you picked it, because you just want to destroy it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because a lot of these made some effort, you know, to make a nice name tag, and then you picked a guy with
What did this guy do? Just give me the most important piece of identification he owns.
What do you got there, John?
I got a picture of Bender. And it says, bite my shiny metal, Bob. So I'm playing for Bob. He's in the front row.
Let's just make sure. Is your name Shiny?
Shiny Bob.
Shiny Metal or Bob?
Shiny and Bob.
All right. So
what does Bender sound like?
He sounds like this. He's a combination of three things. A drunk at the end of any bar. Slim Pickens. And a guy that my friend made up in college called Charlie the Sausage Guy.
Charlie is a sausage lover.
Sausages are fun to have, fun to hold. All kinds of sausages. You can have Italian mild sausage, sweet Italian sausage. You can have brats. You have brats, all kinds of brats. Brats are from Germany. Germany has lots of sausages. I love sausages. You can have dry sausages, you have sweet sausages, you have hot sausage. Oh, sausages.
My buddy Ralph Colombino in college. And you put them all together and... In a blender, and
I love
you get
that
Bender.
I love that.
Yay!
That's Slim Pickens.
The Slim
that guy's a goddamn treasure in 1941.
You know what?
He's so funny in that goddamn movie.
My Blazing Saddles was my favorite. Oh, I grew up watching
who is he in Blazing Saddles?
What in the hell in the wide, wide world of sports is it going on?
That dude.
I told you boys to come out here late some rail.
World of sports.
Totally.
And, like, another time he calls a bunch of people Kansas City faggots.
Exactly. He does. I told you boys to come out lay some rail, not jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots. But he says faggots. He doesn't say faggots. He says faggots.
Who's got change?
Anybody got any dimes? Oh, shit. Somebody's got to go back and get a shitload of dimes.
Fucking love that fucking movie.
Oh, man, that movie. I can watch that movie a lot.
Oh, God damn it. You should do a one-man show. Where you just say things he says.
Send wire, main office, tell them I said Al. Gotcha.
He gets hit on the head. I know that whole fucking movie. It's retarded.
Daddy La Froggy?
Why am I asking you?
These are Blazing Saddles.
Yay!
Did you know that Gig Young was playing the Gene Wilder role in that movie? And the first day on the set, he had to do the hanging upside down in the prison cell scene, and he like never recovered. Like he was just too fucked up to do it. Yeah, Gig Young. Like
no
it would have been
shit.
A crazy different movie with that guy in there
instead
of Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder's
and he,
genius.
And Mel Brooks called up Gene Wilder and said, "Hey, you know, do you want to play?" Black Bart, get down here. Let's do it. And he said, okay. And he just jumped right into it. And it's so great.
He's so good in it.
And Richard Pryor was supposed to be Cleavon Little's part.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he wrote it. He co-wrote it.
And then the studio didn't trust him.
They wanted a star.
Yeah.
Cleavon did a good job, though.
He was great.
Yeah, real good.
He was awesome. God, that's one of my favorite movies.
Me too.
Ever.
I had the feeling you might have liked it. From knowing every line from from the movie.
I had a tape.
Just don't do the campfire scene.
No, I won't. Don't worry about it. Doing it live. I had a tape. No, I had a.
Fuck it. We're going live.
Yeah, we're doing. Yeah, exactly.
Wait, hold on. Do I have it?
Sorry.
For anybody who didn't turn the show off when Scott asked them to.
Yeah. Exactly.
The stragglers are all getting out now. But we should.
I want to say that I got Dick Dale's
Oh, that's right. What's your name tag?
It's either Dick or Dale. I don't know. Or maybe neither. It's Dale.
Huh. Your name is Dale, and that's your face you put over his face on the Dick Dale album cover?
Mm-hmm.
Huh, nicely done.
Great. That's why I picked it.
Do I detect some sort of accent?
No.
Okay. Anybody could say no without an accent. Javier Bardem could just be like, no.
No.
So here's the thing.
I'm sorry to. Okay.
Please.
Okay, so I took this guy's Canada passport. And in the opening of the Canada passport, it says, "The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Canada requests, in the name of Her Majesty the Queen, all those who..." Wait, so you're still fucking... Your passport is still based on the Queen of another country?
More or less.
Get a fucking life, Canada.
I'm just going to cut that part. I've already had problems with Canada. That's cool though. It's a nice piece of comedy. Because I was just gonna say that John DiMaggio's never heard the show before, and you know he's a busy man, and I haven't watched all his cartoons.
See, so take it easy.
So we're even.
Yes.
But I just don't feel like explaining the Leonard Maltin game to him.
Okay. Why not?
Well, because we got 13 minutes left. Because we're having so much fun just talking and making noises. I bet if I named what's another movie you'd love as much as Blazing Saddles?
I don't know. Bananas is pretty funny.
Oh, bananas is the best. Do something from bananas.
Suck out the poison.
Suck out the poison.
Suck out the
suck
poison.
Suck out the poison.
I think I should suck out the poison.
Oh, yeah.
Was that, wait, was that Woody Allen on Entourage? Yeah.
Yes. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening with the Murphy Group? You know? I mean, come on.
You know,
Vince, you're my roommate, you know? I love you, you know? We're going out, so...
And there it is.
So this is what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Let's just play one round,
okay.
Winner take all,
right.
Of how much did this shit make?
Okay.
What's that? Explain it to me.
How much did this shit make is the... we've played this a few times on the show. I tell you the name of a movie. Everyone bids on how much they thought that that shit made. Price is Right style.
Made in gross?
Yeah.
Adjusted gross?
No adjustments. Just domestic box office. You know, and if it's one of those movies that got re-released a few times, that counts. But it's not. And yeah, and you can, you know, like just like Price is Right, you can bid a dollar if you want.
But if you go over, you're over?
Boom, 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 boom.
It's closest without going over.
Closest without going over.
Yeah.
Remember that shit?
Still going,
yeah, it's
right?
On every day.
Yeah, it's on every day, true.
It's on all the time.
But DC.
I remember the bargain version. Yeah, that's right.
I was like doing an Obama impression saying, remember that shit?
Yeah, I know.
Well, sorry. Who won? But who won the election, though?
You mean in more of a like a spiritual sense?
Yeah. Who won, Kerry?
I think.
The Stephen King novel?
Stephen King?
Yeah.
Yeah, he always wins.
He's a king, not a president.
Can a remake of Carrie be any good? Is it possible?
Ooh, the tough questions.
Well, this is like the third one, isn't there? Because they
tried
it
again before. They've tried a couple of Broadway musicals.
Oh.
Nobody seems to be able to get a good one going, but this
we're
one
we're all going to laugh at you.
This is going to have...
Is that where that comes
wait,
from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just noticed the...
They're all going to laugh at you.
I just noticed
Piper Laurie
freaking
out.
The Sandler bit.
Yeah, yeah.
The Sandler CD.
Yeah, yeah. He says that over and over again.
Yeah. That's right.
You sure you didn't get it from there?
No. That's Piper Laurie and Carrie.
Okay.
The mother. She's,
all right.
They're all going to laugh at you.
Okay, Sandler ripoff.
And we sure that she didn't steal it from Sandler?
Now that I'm not sure of. That could have been it, man.
Sloppy Joes. Sloppy Joes.
What if Woody Allen liked a Sloppy Joe?
You know, I'm really into Sloppy Joes. Oh, yeah.
You sound like David Wayne doing a character.
It's a very specific Woody Allen of the one where he like gets really introspective with a girl,
yeah.
Where he like corners her on the street.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
Like, you know, I feel really in love with you.
I like that you just have one tonal version of Woody Allen.
Why did someone just yell the Pink Panther? Why? It sounds like the Pink Panther?
The Pink Panther doesn't talk.
Yeah, he was in...
And what in the fuck movies, are the you Pink on, Panther, man?
In the movies, the Pink Panther is a diamond. It's not a person.
Snagglepuss, you think is a...
Ah, Snagglepuss.
Exit, stage left, even.
That is correct. Well done. You usually don't get to stick around for the adjustment with a heckle.
I want to do a thing where like people just shout impressions for us to do, and we buzz in. And
oh,
comes
I love
closes.
It! Let's go. Start shouting.
Dom DeLuise.
Scott just buzzed in for Dom DeLuise.
Stop. I really wanted to buzz in. I don't know if I can. Okay, go ahead.
What does he say in Blazing Saddles?
Watch me, faggots!
Fucking.
Yeah.
Stick out your hands.
No, throw out your hands. Stick out your tush. This is the way we're
okay,
doing.
That's
the
enough.
French
no more
mistake.
Singing. No more singing. That's better. Because I wanted to pay for that song.
Carson, he says.
Carson?
Cartman or Carson?
I'll do Cartman Carson.
Beers looks like they killed Kenny.
Wow. That was all right, man.
So it was more sounded like one had the attitude of the other.
Sure, yeah.
I like it. Bruce Valanche. Buzz in, somebody. Does anybody know even what he sounded like?
No, but he just looks
sound
like
dead?
He's alive.
Shit!
Bruce took Valanche. A vow of silence today.
He's
Yo,
dead.
You weren't reading the trade?
He's dead to me.
Bruce Valanche looks like a Muppet with Down syndrome.
Aww. Now what kind of mind thinks it's funny to yell out Michael J. Fox?
Wait, I'll do Michael J.
Fox. Okay, here we go.
Here you go.
Doc! Come on, Doc.
Paul Lind? Oh, fuck.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Center square for the block. Paul, what's there a shortage of in Brazil?
I don't know. Shoes and fathers?
This is my impression of Paul Lind walking into a room full of women.
Oh, my God. It smells like pussy in here. I think...
See, this is so much better than watching him be confused by my game.
Yeah. By the way, I thought they had asked for an impression of Homeland.
Wait, I got that.
Got it. Scott's got it.
What the fuck are you doing, Carrie?
That's in the opening credits.
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, is that Mandy Patinkin?
Yeah, that's Patinkin in the opening song. The greatest
Mandy
lyric of any song.
He's got the highest singing voice of any actor alive.
Scott wrote had him sing in a motion picture that Scott was
yes.
writing.
Oh wait, I think I remember
the Mr. Show movie.
Yes, that's right. Ooh, exactly, yes. I saw
he
that.
He could not care less about me.
Really?
Yeah, did not give me the time of day.
But it was his idea to have his naked ass hanging out of his stupid. Outfit, right?
It was his, he came to the set and asked to do that. Yeah. He was like, you know what? I don't like the scene as written. What if I got naked? We were just like, what? Okay. Sure, if you want to.
What a scoop.
That's
yeah. There you go. There's an 11-year-old scoop.
Now go sell it. DiMaggio with the hat.
Yeah.
Aww,
your papes.
Man. What's in the papes? Okay,
extra, read all about it.
How much did this shit make?
Okay.
The motion picture. Two out of the three panelists are in this motion picture.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Not me?
John plays an EMT. And Nick plays young doctor.
Okay.
Which we've discussed on the show before. And the film is called Little Fockers. And, I know you guys aren't the types that really, you know, stare at the box office results of things you were involved in.
Oh, on this one I did.
Well, you might have an advantage then, but so let's start down here with Scott. Let's have Scott go first. Closest number without going over.
Worldwide or domestic?
Domestic.
Domestic.
Okay.
According to boxofficemojo.com.
67.8.
I don't know what that audience noise meant. What do you think, John?
I don't really know. 85 million. Straight shot. No 0.8.
86.3.
Whoa. Why don't you do 85.1?
Can we just take a second? You really want that small of a difference between your number and John's?
That he put 85 and I want to say 86.3?
Yeah, that's a really tiny window you have there.
But if it's without going over, Price is Right style.
As long as I'm above.
You should just do 85.1.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Isn't this your game?
It is.
Wow.
But why don't I just do 85-1? Because I think outside the box. That's why I was in the movie Little Fockers.
Just get another fucking turn. Wait a minute. You don't get two turns. He said 86-3. Come on.
He didn't get two turns.
Well, I'm saying 86-3. Don't you worry.
I was teasing
just
him
like
for
when
his
I decided
strategy.
To movie, do the movie Little Fockers, I didn't think twice about it.
No, it's good strategy, what he did.
Shit.
Yeah. 60 what?
I said 86-3.
It made $148 million. Oh. So Nick Kroll is our winner.
Yay!
That strategy worked. Now, are you going to have to get all this back through, like, customs to Canada? Oh, okay. I'll take back the rolling
paper.
Do you
live here, Howard?
Here you go. You're here. Congratulations. He came to visit. He came to the show. Oh, yeah. Don't forget this stuff.
All the prizes.
Let's put all the prizes in that bag.
Shit.
Let's get all the prizes in there. And, and there's your passport back. And, yeah, so that's what I'm going to read here at the end of the show. Is there a
this
shithead on the back of his?
I don't think this guy has one.
You didn't want to ruin his album.
Oh, on the back of the picture?
Oh,
I wish I wish Howard had lost so that he would have had to write someone was a shithead on his passport.
The Queen of England.
Yeah. She is, though, bro, right?
Okay, Scott, you get a shithead also. Write down a shithead for me to say at the end.
I get a shithead?
Yeah. For the first time, I'm letting a guest pick
a shithead. Oh, wow.
And I'll say it.
Welcome.
I'll totally say it.
God, so many shitheads in the world.
I'd let you all do it. So did you get all your plugs in during the course of the show, Nick Kroll?
No, I'll repeat it one more time.
Okay.
I've never been so desperate to plug something before in my life.
I know, you're normally just very relaxed about...
No, I have an agenda here.
We get through a whole episode where you never mention the league.
I will mention Kroll Show, which is my sketch show, which is on right now every Wednesday, 10:30, 9:30 Central, after Workaholics. Thank you. So fucking watch it and DVR it and don't write mean things to me on Twitter or to my handle. It really hurts my feelings.
Would you say if people are going to DVR it, they should just save it till, 6 months from now and watch it then?
No, I'd say in the plus three or plus seven category of amount of time.
Mm.
So that you're counted.
What do you got to plug, John DiMaggio?
Well, out there on IFC, it's airing after Portlandia. It's a new animated cartoon, and it's very, as opposed to a non-animated cartoon. No, but it's a really funny show, and let's see. Adventure Time is currently running on Cartoon Network, and we'll have new Futuramas in the summer as well.
Which corner do we have to go to if we want to buy your papes?
Oh, word? Want to buy my papes, yo?
Yeah,
oh, you know what?
I want to buy your papes.
Actually, I'm executive producing a film called I Know That Voice. And it's a documentary about cartoon voiceover people.
We're just about
ready to wrap this thing up. And
June Foray involved?
June Foray is involved. I mean, everybody.
Maurice LaMarche,
Billy West, Hank Azaria.
Rob Paulson.
Nancy Cartwright. Rob Paulson.
Great Lyle.
Great Lyle is in it.
Castellaneta?
Tess, what's her name?
Dan couldn't do it. Tress McNeil.
Tress McNeil.
Did not want to do it.
What about Scooby-Doo?
Oh.
Scooby-Doo.
No,
Scooby didn't do it. Scooby-Doo.
No, the actual Scooby-Doo.
Oh, no. We couldn't get Scooby-Doo.
No.
But no.
Scott, do you have any plugs?
Listen to my podcast, Comedy Bang Bang. I also have Analyze Fish, just came out, number fifth episode.
Do you want to do an Analyze Miz?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm up for it.
Let's do an Analyze Miz.
I would love to analyze because I like
Miz.
It. So,
as the world's biggest Les Miz fan.
But you're saying you like the motion picture?
I like it
because it's a motion picture of a show that I like. That's why I like it.
I like some of it. I could do music. I could defend musicals all day. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I've gone. I go on like Harris goes on tour with Fish. I go on tour with Les Mis. Mm. I go to all their shows.
Yep. Matinees.
I take Molly and go to Les Mis shows.
One more time for Nick Kroll, John DiMaggio, and Scott Aukerman. Wait here, I'm going to take a picture during the closing song.
And as always, I mix these up so no one will know who said which one. As always, Will Ansbach is a shithead. And Zap Brannigan.
Yeah, guess who did that
one? Is a shithead. And President Barack Hussein Obamacare is a shithead.
Now it's time for Gunn to watch another cocky. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.